That was a great job responding today by the guys. And after coming off of last week's performance, did a great job of just, you know, competing. And Coach Zimmer talked about, you know, being a physical team. I think we were that today. Atlanta's number one rush defense. And, you know, for us to come here and, you know, rush the ball the way we did today, you know, speaks volumes. You know, the guys took Coach Zimmer's message. And, you know, we just have to continue to compete.
Targets, and Coach said that, you know, it was a real commitment to get the ball to him today. Talk about Adrian Peterson and his play.
You know, it was just a great job today. You know, we talked about wanting to run the football, you know, to get something going. And, you know, Adrian did a great job of doing that today, understanding, you know, what we were asking of him. The offensive line made it all happen. You know, those guys did a great job in opening holes and reestablishing the line of scrimmage, moving Atlanta's defenders down the field. So it was just a great overall performance by those guys. Great, you know, for Kyle, to get Kyle going, you know, especially coming off last week's performance. You know, he's a guy who's a hard worker. He's a detailed guy. And he's playing some good football for us right now. And you talk about that entire tight end room. You know, you throw a screen pass to Rhett Ellison, and he makes a play, a big run after the catch. So those guys understand what we're asking of them, and they're doing a great job for us.
Today as well.
You know, the offensive line did a great job. You know, we didn't give up any sacks today. We were able to rush the football for over 150 yards today. So, you know, of course, we still have some room for improvement. We have to continue to work hard. You know, we just come back at it tomorrow.
They have the NFL's leading rush defense coming in. What were some of the keys in the way that Peterson was able to break loose and basically have double as many yards as they've been giving up almost?
And Coach Zimmer's message was we wanted to be a physical team. And we wanted to, you know, rush the football on them. We know that they're the number one rush defense in the league. But, you know, we were confident heading into this game that we were going to run football against those guys. And we did a great job today.
What happened, Teddy, on the interception?
You know, it was just, you know, I probably could have just thrown the ball, whether in the back of the end zone or just thrown it out of bounds. You know, the safety didn't move on the pump fake, and he just made a good play.
I know Mike, I think Mike Wallace didn't have a catch, but he had those two defensive pass interference penalties that really helped you guys out. How big was it to get those penalties, especially the one down near the goal line?
It was very big. You know, Mike's a guy who works extremely hard, and, you know, we try to find different ways to get him the ball. And, you know, for him to get those pass interference calls today, you know, it was just good for us. You know, you get to steal some yards, you know, get us in good field position. And it was just a great job by him understanding, you know, the route concept and everything, creating some separation so that he's putting the defender in a bad position.
It seems obvious, but I'll let you explain it. What's the difference when, I mean, you didn't get sacked today versus a lot of these games where you're running for your life? I mean, what's the difference?
I mean, my body feels good, but, you know, the guys, you know, we just understand, and the offensive line, they take pride in, you know, keeping the quarterback clean. And those guys did a good job of that today. And we still have some room for improvement. We can always be better. But for the most part, we did a good job today. And, you know, it's good when you can come out of a game clean.
Good. Have one more. Sorry.